This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the man who's been called the British Bob Dylan, Donovan, on his debut as an artist and his wild ride as a pop singing artist in the 1960s. First, in Michigan today, some kids must choose between going to school and honoring their faith. This is the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. And in Michigan, there are school tests scheduled today as well, tests the schools have to hold at some time to comply with federal regulations. The tests today also affect Muslim students who are observing the holy season of Ramadan. Detroit Public Radio's Celeste Headley reports.
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the two holiest days of the year for Jews. Eric Edelman is with the Jewish Community Council of Metropolitan Detroit. He explains Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement.
According to the tradition, Jews will spend most of the day in synagogue or temple praying for repentance, forgiveness for their sins, and atoning for them. And so the day is spent in prayer and reflection and refraining from everyday activities.
But many Jewish students and teachers in Michigan will actually spend the day at school, taking or administering what's called the Michigan Educational Assessment Program, or MEAP test. And there may be a large number of Muslim students who take this important exam on an empty stomach because they're fasting for the holy month of Ramadan. Martin Ackley is the spokesman for the Michigan Department of Education. He says in the past, the MEAP test was administered in late January or early February, but the State Board of Education decided to move it to the fall so teachers could get the results back earlier. He says the board was aware the MEAP testing window this year includes some important holidays for both Muslims and Jews.
There's not a week in the whole calendar when there's not a religious holiday of some sort. And because the State Board of Education moved the testing window to October, then the situation occurred.
Next week will be Monday through Thursday. So 4 days each week. I don't test on Fridays.
Lisa Newman, principal of Miller Elementary School in Dearborn, is speaking to parents at a morning PTA meeting. Arab Americans make up about 85% of the students at Miller, and many will be fasting during daylight hours because of Ramadan. Newman is concerned the kids won't test well if they haven't eaten anything since the night before.
Usually the first early morning hours, that 9 to 10 o'clock, the kids aren't quite feeling it. You know, they had gotten up at 8, so their stomachs kind of haven't caught up to their brain. But definitely by 10, 11, and as the day progresses, they're more tired, they're more lethargic, it's harder to focus because they're hungry.
The MEAP test isn't easy. It measures what students know in five areas: math, reading, science, social studies, and writing. And the stakes are very high. The results can determine whether or not a school makes adequate yearly progress according to the No Child Left Behind Act. Newman says teachers are under a great deal of pressure to help their students do well, and she's sympathetic to Jewish instructors who are unhappy that they have to work on Yom Kippur.
That is, of course, then that conflict within that teacher as far as, you know, do I take the day off and have to, you know, stop the MEAP testing for that child or those students, or do I come in on my very important holiday?
We're talking about real people who are committed and dedicated to their students and their school districts, but also want to observe the tenets of their faith.
Eric Edelman says his organization wrote a letter to the State Board of Education asking them to reschedule the MEAP, especially for the sake of Jewish teachers.
And on these, the most important days of the calendar, it can make it a very difficult decision for them.
Edelman admits the state has given schools some flexibility in scheduling the MEAP. 25 schools got permission to hold the test either earlier or later because they have large numbers of Jewish or Muslim students. But teachers and kids in hundreds of other schools, regardless of their faith, still have to take the exam on the scheduled dates. And many Muslim students are fasting for an entire month. Kids might be all right if they can wake up before dawn to eat breakfast, says Imam Ahmed Salih of the Islamic Association of Greater Detroit. And he admits there are some advantages to having the MEAP during Ramadan, when kids aren't allowed to watch TV or play video games and can spend their time studying. Muslims can break their fast under dire circumstances, but Salih says Ramadan is a busy time for kids with lots of parties and family events.
Then you also have the voluntary prayer that takes place where they listen to the entire Quran read from memory while in standing in the canonical prayer or the ritual prayer. So, it could be very taxing on some of these children. It's the whole change in their routine.
MEEP testing continues through October 21st. Scheduling may not be an issue next year. Ramadan begins in late September, and Yom Kippur will be in early October for 2006. Rosh Hashanah will fall on a weekend. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headlee in Detroit.